So unfortunately, we got too many people in the goat column, and we can only get out of being goats as a nation and as people by doing that chosen fast. And we can do that, we're just running out of time. Okay, 2 weeks maybe. Trumpet is coming. It's definitely going to be hearing it. And shout it aloud, it's just, everyone's going to know. God gets the credit for every herb-bearing seed. Because he took it. He said, I give you. That's why he's going to get the credit. So, Revelation 3. Let's just look at what he says to the church of this age. These are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. You say, I am rich. I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. Rapture? We're going to get raptured. Right. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. You haven't said thank you yet to God for every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth. You didn't give him the credit, and you haven't given the praise yet. You haven't said thanks. So you're ready for the judgment seat, not for a rapture. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear so you can cover your shameful nakedness, salve to put on your eyes so you can see. Those whom I love I rebuke and discipline, so be earnest and repent. And the desire here is, if I'm speaking to the present, eventually, if you do get a chance to hear, I would implore you, on behalf of those of us who are sick and in prison now, let us pray. Declare amnesty for those of us who were put in jail by Nixon and his law. That was never the truth, and it will be revealed as not being the truth fully as soon as Jesus gets here. But if he has to come here with all his angels to get the 2 or 3 million people that are in our prisons now today out of jail, well then, there will be hell to pay. And we know who's going to be on which side. Those of us who are the witnesses, we're just the witnesses. We're like sheep by default. Those of us who are sick and persecuted, we'll have to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And Jesus will be there, so he'll know. He's a faithful and true witness. We try to say, well, they didn't really put us in jail for very long. It was just maybe 2 or 3 years that they put me in jail for growing an herb-bearing seed God said, I give you. He's just going to want you to say, what's true? Did they put you in jail? All right, did I have to come and set you free? So when I said, I give you, they didn't hear me, did they? So depart from me, you are cursed. It was final 7 words, a lot of people are going to hear, simply because they didn't hear God say, I give you. I give you. Every herb-bearing seed. Would you give me the credit? Would you say thanks now? All right, good. Would you do the chosen fast, loose the chains of injustice, and tie the cords of the yoke, set the oppressed free, break every yoke? Would you do that? Terrific. Then he doesn't have to come back in wrath. He can come back saying, just checking in on how our hemp industry is doing and saying, well, that was a pretty good herb-bearing seed, wasn't it? It was very good. I said it was very good in chapter 1. Y'all heard me, didn't you? Good. And you set the oppressed free, nobody in jail for using an herb-bearing seed that I said I give you. I'm getting full credit? Good. All right, carry on. Not going to be the case if he comes now. So, we want to do this. We want to do it quick. And I encourage you, President Clinton, who I voted for, because I knew that you'd come to this position in time now where you've got an opportunity to do God's chosen fast and become a sheep, leader of the sheep. Go from being goat to sheep quick by just loosing the chains of injustice and tying the cords of the yoke, setting the oppressed free and breaking every yoke. And since I believe in you, you can do this. We just are running out of time. So I look forward to seeing you, preferably before the judgment seat, and I hope I can say, I was sick and you persecuted me for, well, the 2 years that you were in office. But you did God's chosen fast and you allowed me to grow hemp in 1995. And boy, that made me so much better. I mean, not only physically, I was comforted, but it got this burden off of me where I keep hearing all these people saying, I want justice, God. And I keep seeing and reading about people being arrested for growing something God said, I give you, and we'll be out of the line of fire. And we'll quickly recover. Let's just quickly acknowledge that that the result of doing God's chosen fast is then your light will break forth like the dawn and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you. Instead of 7 million people saying, I'm sick and I'm in jail, we'll have the righteousness going before us. with the people saying, "We were set free. Way to go, Clinton. Thank you. You're a great president." When you set the oppressed free and break every yoke. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, the Lord will answer, you will cry for help, you will say, "Here am I." Do away with the yoke of oppression. It's again that yoke of Nixon's that says, if you're sick, you can't use an herb bearing seed God said, "I give you," you go to jail. With a pointing finger and malicious talk, if you spend yourselves on behalf of the hungry, satisfy the needs of the oppressed. These people, we got to get out of jail. The cries are going up to God, He's hearing them only. Then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like the noonday. And that's what we want. So let's do it. You are in a position to do it this year. Please do it. On behalf of all of us who don't want to be witnesses that are hostile, we want to be witnesses saying, we saw the Jubilee celebrated right. And if Jesus comes with all His angels, I'm still saying, great. I've been looking forward to that. But if He just comes by His pouring out His spirit of mercy, especially towards those who have been sick and oppressed, and if we do the Scout Chosen Fast, get these people out of jail, I will be celebrating. And I know you will be able to, too. So, that's the message. I don't think I need to go on any further. You got the point, didn't you? All right. God gets the credit, praise for every herb-bearing seed this Jubilee. Yes.